And now let's catch up on the Grammy Awards. The British singer Adele was the big winner, taking home all six Grammys for which she was nominated. There's a photograph you can find at NPR.org of her trying to clutch them all. But as NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports, the 54th annual awards ceremony was almost as notable for those who were not there.
Adele Atkins swept the top three categories, song, record, and album of the year. And while that wasn't much of a surprise, her performance last night was.
We could have had it all, rolling in the deep.
Just months after having surgery on her vocal cords, Adele accepted the Grammy for Best Pop Solo Performance.
Seeing as it's a vocal performance, I need to thank my doctors, I suppose.
After picking up award after award over the course of the evening, Adele seemed astounded, gave a thumbs up, and finally broke into tears as she accepted Album of the Year.
Oh. Hello. I just first of all want to say, Mum, girl did good. Mum, I love you. I'm so sorry you're not here.
Adele was followed by Foo Fighters, who picked up five Grammys, and Kanye West, who shared in four. Indie rocker Justin Vernon, also known as Bon Iver, won this year's award for Best New Artist.
It's really hard to accept this award, but there's so much talent out here, like on this stage, and there's a lot of talent that's not here.
While Vernon was likely referring to the countless unnamed bands that will never get the Recording Academy's attention, he may just as well have been addressing a crowd of protesters outside the Staples Center. About two dozen musicians were protesting the Recording Academy's decision to eliminate 31 categories from consideration this year, including Latin jazz, Cajun, Zydeco, Mariachi, Hawaiian, and some jazz and blues categories. Musicians Bobby Sanabria and John Santos said these are the less commercial ethnic genres produced by independent labels.
The fact that 155 artists now can't be nominated, they don't have the chance to get that Grammy bump in terms of recognition, notoriety, affirmation.
And it doesn't really matter if it's arrogance or ignorance or racism or a combination of all three. Whatever it is, it's very wrong and they have to be changed.
The Academy is facing a lawsuit over the changes, and Sanabria and Santos noted that the late Whitney Houston got her start in one of the genres that saw cuts, gospel. The six-time Grammy winner died the afternoon before the ceremony. She was just 48 years old.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sharing our sister Whitney with us.
Grammy host LL Cool J offered a prayer for Houston during his opening remarks.
And although she is gone too soon, we remain truly blessed to have been touched by her beautiful spirit and to have her lasting legacy of music to cherish and share forever. Amen.
Alicia Keys and Stevie Wonder paid tribute, and with a simple piano accompaniment, Jennifer Hudson, who received a Grammy from Houston 3 years ago, sang one of the late star's best-known songs.
And
Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.